Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
We both had the Broncos. 16-13 for me. At least I got the Broncos score right.
Yeah.
Obviously a blown pick. You had 20-13. Weren't the Raiders supposed to be the team that was a mess last night and was supposed to be in such a bad way that getting off to a good start seemed almost improbable? Well, we're going to ask somebody who was actually there at the game and calling the game, the great Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. And, Kevin, I'm wondering if you, as a veteran football observer, and you know how opening games work, they can be highly unpredictable, but were even you surprised at the way the game unfolded? Weren't the Raiders supposed to be in complete disarray?
They were supposed to be, Sandy. And Orlando, good morning. But I think that it served, I think, as fuel emotionally for them. And they were very focused. And I saw Mayock and the Mike Mayock, their GM, in the hallway before the game. And he says, we're going to be just fine. He said, this is a turbulent time, but the guy didn't practice more than seven times with the team. So what we've got, we have worked with all summer long. They were happy with their preseason. They knew they made upgrades on their offensive line. The team seems different to me. These are not the Raiders of last year that were four wins and getting out of cap hell and all kinds of issues. This team, it looked different last night. Jacobs, I tell you what, I know the running back in this league, you know, is not the top priority, but you can't tell me that the rookie Jacobs last night running for the Raiders didn't dictate tempo and allow drives to happen in time for the quarterback and negate Chubb and Miller. And I mean, it touches so many things. When you can do it well, and that kid did it well, and there was a variety of plays that got the tight ends involved for the Raiders, and on and on. I mean, we could move through every facet of their game, but they played about as well as they could under the circumstances that were dealt, or that they themselves created. The point is, they've extricated themselves from that, and they've moved on, and they've got a divisional win, and that's an opening. You know how these opening games are. Sometimes you read too much into them, but if that is an indication, it looks like at least for now, the hangover from Antonio Brown is gone, and they can move forward.
Hey, Kevin, can you explain Von Miller and Bradley Chubb getting zero hits on the quarterback last night?
I can't. I don't know. Now they got the highest. They've got a pretty high priced right tackle and left tackle, and they feel pretty good about them. And those guys did a decent job last night, certainly, with those two edge rushers. But I had circled those four guys, the two tackles for the Raiders, and Chubb and Vaughn for the Broncos. And I was waiting for something big to happen, and it never happened, which was stunning to me in that game.
It was. And, you know, early on we talked about it, the Raiders' first three drives, they ran 30 plays for 219 yards. And Chubb and Miller aren't involved, and I know they were going after Yadam, which was very smart. But, you know, we've been watching Vic Fangio, and we like everything we hear from Vic Fangio. We like his demeanor. He's great with the media. He's old school. I think he is a coaching upgrade. But would I be unfair to say you couldn't have detected that by what we saw last night? He seemed to be outcoached by Gruden. I mean, he's calling the defensive signals. Gruden's calling the offensive plays. Seemed like Gruden was a step ahead of him all night long. Seemed like Fangio was uncomfortable on the sideline. And, Kevin, when Fangio talks about death by inches is still killing the Broncos.
It is. And let me ask you a quick question. Has he normally in his career been in the booth?
Yes, every year but one. He's a 1 year. He was down on the sidelines, and I think he was a coordinator. But he's talked about it, Kevin, openly throughout preseason that he's uncomfortable down there, and it baffles us. Not that he doesn't take himself up to the booth, but that he doesn't put his coordinator, Ed Donatell, with whom he has worked for the past 8 years, why he doesn't put Donatell up in the booth, I have no idea.
And the other thing, too, if you're calling the defensive signals, you can't control the tempo of the game as if you're an offensive coach. You can't control the tempo.
Exactly.
And there was a little bit of that working with Kurt Warner last night. We had talked about that off the air. But the Raiders' performance was so surprising. I had seen them in preseason up in Winnipeg at the Packers preseason, so I knew they were okay, but they left 40 players behind in Oakland. They didn't even travel into Canada.
Right.
So what we saw were like these second and third team guys, and I remember thinking, you know, they're not bad. I mean, they're bigger. The Raiders are faster, and it looks like there's a mindset now. Now, they're getting penalized like they have in the past, but there's a mindset here that is different. It feels different. I'm just telling you, and I know that sounds weird, and I'm not a – they've only had one winning season in 16 years. I mean, we know their record speaks for itself, but it looks different to me. The feel is different. And when you've got a quarterback who had, you know, little known fact, Gruden, when he was still out of football, was consulting the Raiders, and they said, we need a quarterback. And he said, the best quarterback I've interviewed and worked with and seen and studied was Derek Carr. So it's like Gruden, even though he wasn't the head coach, was still, you know, working off the side and giving the Raiders his personal views. So he's got his quarterback. And you know, this Jacobs guy didn't even start at Alabama.
No.
He was sharing a backup role with another guy.
Yeah. Unbelievable. He's the one Alabama guy Nick Saban can't be accused of burning out.
No.
He didn't play that much. You wanted to ask Kevin about Flacco. Yeah.
So, Kevin, I want to ask, what are your takeaways from this Joe Flacco-led offense?
Well, you know, here's the thing about Flacco. I mean, the optics on him are never good.
No.
He doesn't have quick feet.
Nope.
He doesn't, you know, use a moving pocket. He's very deliberate in the way he goes, kind of a long windup. Guy's got a can. We know his long ball is there. We saw it by the way, I love Sutton. And I'm so glad to see Emmanuel back out there after the tear and out there playing, and he'll get better game by game and be what he once was. But Flacco is just, he's a kind of an acquired taste. He's kind of a pondersome, sluggish looking. Like, there's not just a lot of great things that sizzle when you want. Now, he gets it done, and I think he's still trying to adapt to a new offense, something different than he's been in 11 years, a new team. And that takes time. I would say let's get through the with all these teams, including the Raiders, and let's get through the first month, see what you've got. I mean, your right tackle now is out, and that's a concern. I don't know how long he'll be gone. I didn't hear anything this morning yet, but that didn't look good, and you need him. But I say let's for everybody in this league, getting through the first month is crucial.
Yep.
Then you kind of know what you have. And you can make adjustments on the fly. And I'd like to put the Broncos in that category, maybe as number one. New quarterback, new coach, new system. I mean, a lot going on there. And that's complicated to put on with very little preseason exposure.
Quickly, before we let you go, we really appreciate your time. We know how busy you always are, and especially this weekend. You did the Green Bay-Chicago game. Chicago's coming in here. The longest of possible weeks for the Bears, the shortest of possible weeks for the Broncos. Do you see the Broncos responding on Sunday at home with Fangio coaching against a team he knows well, a quarterback he knows well? Do you see a better response from the Broncos than the one we saw last night?
Definitely. The Bears, and it was kind of, they got a world-class defense. They've got some playmakers on offense. But their big question mark is the quarterback.
Yep.
Who finished last year relatively strong, but I just think the Broncos will get back home. It is a short week, and I get that, but they'll get back home. They'll collect themselves. I think they'll be incredibly determined. I think they'll play well. We know visiting teams, especially ones that don't visit Mile High very often, you know, find themselves like that first quarter in particular, just kind of see, wow, physically I just feel different. And that's well documented. I say let's get through next week, and then you've got a road game and a home game.
Yep.
Against one quality opponent, a division winner from a year ago in Chicago. But Trubisky is a huge question mark for the Bears.
Kevin, we thank you. I really appreciate your coming on. It's always great to catch up with you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Orlando. Take care. Have a great week.
We'll see you soon. There he goes, Kevin Harlan, the great Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. He does NFL. He does NBA. He is one of the best in the business, and he has been for many years, and he knows this division. Longtime voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He knows the AFC West and the Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, Raiders in particular, as well as I think any play-by-play man in the business. More ahead, part of what he said, maybe, oh, we got it wrong on the Raiders. Maybe the Broncos didn't look as bad as the Raiders looked good last night. Or maybe not. We'll discuss next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.